This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend,
It's Friday, Friday, get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Thank you for the reminder. It is a three-day weekend, Steve. I was going to show up on Monday.
Show up anyway. You can.
Very lonely.
You're more than welcome to be here.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Shane in Tacoma. Shane, are you there?
I am here.
And Shane, since we're going back to school this week and some people next week, give a shout-out to your alma mater.
That'd be Bose Elementary, McElvey Junior High, and Washington High School.
Where are all of those?
Eastside Tacoma.
Oh, right on.
Very, very cool.
All right, Shane is ready to go, so Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Shane will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Bumbershoot takes place over what 3-day weekend?
Labor Day.
Correct. How many seasons of Game of Thrones were there?
3, 4, 5.
No, no, no. What decade was Keith Richards born in?
Ooh. 50s.
No.
60s.
No.
40s.
Correct. Which U.S. city first brewed Budweiser?
Oh. Pass.
Which Dickens character asked for more?
Tiny Tim.
No.
Pass.
What does the Roman numeral C represent?
100.
Yes. How many U.S. states border British Columbia?
3, 4, 5.
4, yes. George Cayley is credited with inventing which car safety feature?
Seatbelt.
Yes. Keiko the orca whale starred in what 1993 movie?
Free Willy.
Yes. What was the name of the very first space-ready shuttle?
Challenger?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct you got right there, Shane.
Ah.
Good job, sir.
Hopefully it's not.
I believe in Washington High School or wherever you said you went.
Yeah.
See,
or wherever
back.
He said
wherever the heck it was.
It was Washington High School, wasn't it?
Yep, Washington. That's in Parkland, Washington. That's
Parkland, all right.
Who was the mascot?
Oh, good Lord. Good question.
All right, get back to me on that one. That one doesn't fall. That doesn't go against your beat makes points.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Bumbershoot takes place over which 3-day weekend?
That would be this weekend, Labor Day weekend.
Yes. How many seasons were Game of Thrones?
I've never watched a single episode, but I'm going to go 6.
No.
9?
Nice, but no.
8?
Yes. Whoa. What decade was Keith Richards born?
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. Which U.S. city first brewed Budweiser?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Correct.
Yes, St. Louis.
Which Dickens character asked for more?
Tiny Tim?
No.
Big Tim?
No.
Medium Tim?
No. What does the Roman numeral C represent?
50.
No.
100.
Yes. How many U.S. states border British Columbia?
I'm going to go with 2.
No.
3?
No.
1.
No.
Damn.
George Cayley is credited with inventing which car safety feature?
Seatbelt.
Yes. Keiko the orca whale starred in what 1993 movie?
Free Willy.
Correct. What was the name of the very first space-ready shuttle?
Spirit Airlines.
No.
I don't know. The Apollo 19?
No.
Sputnik.
No. Steve, let me do the math on this. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a win. Nice. 7-6. Sorry, Shane.
Have a good one, my friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Dickens character that said, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" was Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Our friend Shane did know that the number of U.S. states that border British Columbia is 4 because you got to count Alaska because it comes down the coast up there.
Oh, that's what I did wrong when I guessed 1.
And then the name of the very first space-ready shuttle was Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on your big victory this morning, Steve.
Thank you, T-Dog.
I'm really proud of you.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a really cool feature on our Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message whenever you please. It's open 24/7, 365. And we get some very interesting messages in there, Steve, don't we?
Yes, we do. Somebody very confused by you, T-Dog. Another person wants to talk about those new Seahawks jerseys.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
If you haven't yet given it a try, you should, because it feels really good to leave us a voice message, and you can do so through the Odyssey app. Just keep an eye out for that little microphone icon, and that's where you do it.
It's fun, because sometimes you just don't know where people are going to go with these voice messages. Somebody is a little confused by you, Taryn Daly, and we'll get to that one in a second, but first we got this voice message through the Odyssey app.
If you haven't done so yet, I recommend looking up Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend from high school and the post that he made on social media. It's f***ing hilarious.
I did see it. Did you happen to catch this?
I did.
So his name is Andy Sly, and he posted a picture of him and Taylor Swift back in the day, which is crazy to see. Apparently, this guy's like a Tesla dude. Like, he's got a crap ton of followers. Like, it seems like he's doing okay with his life.
He's doing great.
And he posted that feeling when your girlfriend from high school finally gets engaged. I used to tell myself, Andrew, it'll be okay. She wasn't right for you. I just hope her husband isn't some handsome buff football player. Which is kind of funny. And then eventually, like, he did also post, I wouldn't have hit it off with my wife if it wasn't for Taylor. Taylor was the topic of the first time we met. We bonded over her music. Now, we film weddings as a husband and wife team. And we also love to film football weddings, like this one at Notre Dame. Anyone else thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be pretty funny.
I would love that so much.
And if you missed it earlier, we did talk to Travis Kelce's football coach from high school, which he was awesome.
Coach Jones.
Coach Michael Jones. If you missed it, just go to the Odyssey app and you can listen to the Daily Migs Daily podcast. All right. Are you ready for the one that's a little bit confused by you?
I'm nervous, but yes, I'm ready.
Taryn, I'm watching your Instagram stories and I'm just wondering, can you explain exactly what you guys are doing at your home? I feel like you're constantly renovating your property. Are you building a home for your chickens or are you bringing in some new animals? What's going on?
She's already built a home for her chickens.
Oh, yes. It's we call it the Taj Mahal. My husband and I have been working on a deck project. Uh-huh. We pressure washed our deck on Monday.
Okay.
Basically let it dry on Tuesday. Wednesday, we stained it. Overnight Wednesday, it rained.
Did you have to restain it?
No, actually, I think it like cured just long enough to not like really screw it up.
Dodge the bullet.
But then Brad finished doing some more staining last night, and it's coming along really nice. So over the weekend, we'll be celebrating my son's 6th birthday, which is the reason for like the panic stain of the deck that we've been talking about doing all summer, but let's just save it for, you know, right before Labor Day weekend.
I know, I was just talking to someone yesterday. I was like, yeah, I still haven't gotten to any of the summer project or plans that I was hoping to work on. Nothing like staining a deck or anything along those lines, but like little odds and ends around the house. And now I'm like, well, I'll just do it next summer.
Yeah, that seems like a next summer problem.
All right, we got one more voice message.
So, like you guys, I was excited about these jerseys, and...
Okay, we're talking about the Seahawks rivalry jerseys, which are not, I think, anything that people were hoping for.
Big yikes.
I have to be honest. Seahawks dropped the ball. It looks kind of like a New York Jets, Philadelphia Eagles, and Oregon Ducks all got together and said, let's just mix our jerseys together and make one. And give it to Seattle so that they can wear it. It's really dumb.
Well, if that was the plan, they nailed it.
They did nail it. The Daily Mix Show. All week long, we have been celebrating back to school with our friends over in the men's room. So every single day at 7:20 this week, we've been going head to head with different members of their show to find out who are the star students.
And so far, the men's room seem to be the star students.
They know rock music way better than us, apparently. Today, it's going to be Migs versus Mike Hawk at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Week at this time, we're going head to head to see who are the star students of rock between us and the men's room.
It feels like the men's room have been the star students and we belong in detention all week.
We've been getting creamed. Okay. So Mike Hawk is here.
I don't know if those... Wow. Surprise. Out of context, Taryn, we'd be in a lot of trouble for that.
Mike Hawk is here from the men's room to wrap up the week with Guess the Lick.
All right, I'm
against
ready for it.
Steve Migs.
Okay.
Steve, don't let us down.
Okay.
The way this is going to work is...
So far I have.
We will play an opening lick to a song, and you have to guess the song and the artist.
Perfect.
Easy, right?
Easy as pie.
So Danny is the one who grabbed the songs and the artists. So obviously I didn't.
Yeah, I like how you put that out there. So that way if they're terrible, you can just blame me.
Yeah, of course. You're not going to blame Taryn. Come on, that'd be rude.
Yeah, true.
All right. So do you want to start off with Mike first?
Sure.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Let's do this.
Oh, that one's easy. That's Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Bam. Nailed it.
Killing it.
It is one of the better opening licks. Is this the first song on the record, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. And to open a record, one, the greatest record of all time, arguably, with this, the one of the greatest anthem rock songs of all time.
I would put this in my, like, top three, maybe top five of, I'm not sure which is my all-time favorite record from start to finish, but this is always going to be in the conversation.
It has to be in the conversation. And you can't help but get hyped every time you hear it, too.
And this was their debut album. To come out swinging like that, that's huge.
It all went downhill after. I'm kidding.
For was me, that spaghetti incident?
I mean, the original five members, everything about it. And when you hear that, like at a sporting event, like at a Hawks game, and you hear that riff, and you're just like, okay, let's go. Let's run through a wall.
Okay, right. Steve.
I'm ready now.
Mike did his part. Now it's time for you to guess the lick.
Oh, it's Great Stuff, Limp Bizkit.
So easy.
Just one of those days. We might have a tie.
Not gonna lie, I'm glad that you got that one, Steve. I wasn't the biggest Limp Bizkit fan.
Danny!
I would not have done well with that one. You took
Danny.
It easy on me.
We also need to just, I think, like, kidnap Mike for like a day and turn him into a Limp Bizkit fan.
I'm sure I would like it. I've just never sat down and, and listened to the whole, you know, library of Limp Bizkit.
Well, I would start with Chocolate Starfish and hot dog flavored water.
I would not start with that one. I would start with Significant Other or $3 Bill, y'all.
Or even Gold Cobra. I mean, they're all great. I mean, you really can't go wrong with Limp Bizkit. Next time they come to town, we'll get the party bus. We'll bring you on the bus. We'll kidnap you and make you go see Limp Bizkit.
Sounds good.
Can you
I'm
tell
in.
These boys are thirsty for Dursty?
You know they are. They are, man.
All right, Mike, you ready for another lick?
Hit me. That would be Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
And I do love that the lick is the motorcycle.
I've got nothing but just random sounds over here.
Well, the funny thing is, like, I listened to this, and I had to make sure it was on the album like that, too. Because I thought it might just be for the music video.
Yeah, we might end up just at a stalemate.
Yeah, like, all right.
Yeah, is that the right term? We're stalemate? Stalemate?
Stalemate.
Stalemate, okay.
Just going blow for blow here.
Okay.
All right, Migs.
Out of context again.
Here is your lick.
Oh, smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Oh, talk about back to school. That's 101 right there.
Oh, and in the gymnasium?
Oh, yeah.
With the cheerleaders with the anarchy symbol of the music video?
So good.
The guy with the mop?
Right, the janitor just rocking out there?
That guy was the man.
Hell yeah. Star of the show right there.
Oh, man. How many more rounds do we have, Danny?
We have two more rounds.
All right. Two more rounds.
I think two more rounds.
Here is your guess the lick.
That is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Nailed it.
Another one that's great at sporting events, no matter when they play it.
I remember I got to interview Jack White and brought up, how do you feel like that? And you could just hear it in his voice through the phone. Like, he was just smiling. He's like, I just love the fact that this gets used in soccer matches, college football. It's like what a cool thing.
I think that's going to be one of the greatest achievements of one's musical career, to be used at that level and that frequency.
Well, you think about, like, when he probably wrote that, like, that kind of, like, bassy type of a riff. I don't think he ever expected, like, 100,000 people, like, in Michigan to be, like, singing that riff, like,
so great.
It's incredible.
I remember being in pep band when I was in high school, and we were playing that song, and it just got
my
everybody
God, Mike,
all lit
don't
up.
Wait, you tell me how young you were.
Oh yeah,
hold on, let's talk about, you were in pep band.
I was in pep band. Yeah, so I started in the marching band, and then after football season was over, they moved everybody over into the, you know, when the basketball season started, then we all just sat in the rafters and just started playing.
So what instrument did you play?
I played trombone.
Nice.
Yes, sir. I was let's see, first chair for my last 2 years of school, so I'll wear that hat proudly.
Yeah, here he is bragging to us. Were you ever on any of the chairs as a saxophone player?
I was first chair for a little while at Stanford High School, go Spartans.
I was on the broken chair for a round of times. Danny, were you in a pep band? No, you were cool. You were banging girls.
He was in an actual band with groupies.
He was getting laid under the bleachers that we were playing on top of.
Yeah. Us three were just imagining things.
All right, one more round, guys.
Okay. Oh, Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Well done, well done.
We have more?
We have one more for Mike.
One more for Mike.
If he misses this one, then Steve wins.
It's all over.
And if he doesn't, I guess we have to lick something.
Whoever
licks it the longest.
Danny volunteers.
Yeah. Yes, we have to lick Danny's face.
Oh, heavens.
Whoever does it the longest wins. We'll do that off air, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off the record. Here we go. Oh, that is the Offspring, Self-Esteem.
So we're just ending a tie, baby.
Unforgettable intro right there.
Sometimes you tie. You know, that's just what happens in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a preseason football game, they don't even let you go to overtime.
You just shake hands and walk away.
No, you just agree that you both did great.
Well, Mike, you did great.
So did you, Steve. Oh, valiant effort.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, Steve Miggs, we learned that your daughter, Tatum, had a first day of kindergarten that did not go as well as hoped.
What do you mean? It went great. It ended with tears.
Oh, no. Well, we ended up getting a message from a listener whose first day of kindergarten maybe went even worse.
Way worse.
We're going to find out what went down after Whitesnake. Steve Miggs, there was a major milestone in the Miggs house.
Yes.
Earlier this week. Your daughter started kindergarten.
I know.
That first day, it did not go the way that you wanted to go.
She was fired up all day, all week. I mean, for months, she's been talking about going to kindergarten. So I'm like, oh, she's going to have the best day ever. She was excited when we dropped her off. And then when we went to pick her up, this was the first thing I hear as she's coming back to mom and dad.
What's the matter, baby? What's the matter? Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, I gotta stop recording. This isn't necessarily one of those moments you want to remember forever, but here we are. Eventually, she calmed down, but she forgot she had her snacks in her bag, even though she packed them. And it was just, I think she was just overwhelmed.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Well, we ended up getting a voice message about her first day.
Yes.
I was listening to Miggs' recap of Tatum's first day of kindergarten, and hey, man, don't feel bad. Our kid had probably a worse day. Apparently, at some point during kindergarten, she spilled milk all over her clothes, and then she lost her crayon.
Forget about it. Can you imagine?
No.
If only there were more crayons to pick from. It sounds like my daughter.
And I guess that was a meltdown. She, too, also forgot that she had a snack in her bag, and when it was snack time, apparently there was a massive meltdown. But the strangest part of all of it was when we picked her up, she was crying and she was only wearing a right shoe.
Okay, you do win. Sir, you do win.
Kindergartners are feral.
We still don't know exactly where that left shoe went. Her teacher has no idea either. Ah. Being a parent is awesome.
Yes. Kids are a joy. They are.
It truly is.
So I think everybody wants
Imagine
to know.
Showing up and your kid's missing a shoe. Oh, the teacher has no idea. And I mean, we try to even figure out what the hell, when did she have her snack time? How long was she crying? And 5-year-olds have no concept of any of this. So it's just like, I just wish there was like a little camera. I don't want to spy on her, but I just want, you want closure.
For sure.
And I'm sure this guy would like to know, where did you lose your shoe?
Now, I would like some closure to know how day two went for Tatum, because it could not possibly have gone worse than day one.
So thankfully, she was excited again. She woke up early. She was excited to go to day two. And day two, I checked up on her, and let's just say it was not as bad as day one.
How was day two of school?
Good.
Yeah, was it better?
Yeah.
What'd you do today?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
That's going to be what you hear from her all year long, just so you know, Steve.
I'm starting to think back when I was a kid and I would say those things to my parents, and now I kind of wish I could give an apology to my parents for being that difficult.
You don't remember anything?
No.
Did you do math?
I guess.
Thanks.
Did you go outside in recess?
Yeah.
Did you make more friends?
No.
No? Who'd you hang out with today?
No one.
No one at all?
No.
Apparently she's just a loner.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the annoying part is later on during dinner, she's telling me about all the friends that she was hanging out with. And I'm like, okay, well, that's. Remember when I asked you, did you hang out with anyone? You said no. It's like, I mean, I feel like I have like a future coach for the Seahawks that's my child.
Bro, I really don't care.
Thanks, Tatum.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating the great Steve Miggs this morning? Maybe you were listening to the men's room at 5:40 to get that cheat sheet, because honestly, it can be very helpful.
I don't care.
He has a record of 278 wins, 87 losses, and 73 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 750.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.